Christians are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It certainly is. And this morning we've got Associate Professor Tama Selo Suali'i Sauni in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena.
Thank you for coming up this morning. We're talking about some really interesting research. Tess and I were both quite excited about this when this came through. So it's a groundbreaking study which looks at how Māori and Samoan peoples describe their experience of youth justice across three different but comparable countries. So what does this mean, basically? What's the sort of base, I guess, intro into that?
Yeah. No, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity. Really excited to be here. The project is really simple, really. We realise that there's a shortage of information available to us, us being society generally, in Aotearoa New Zealand and more wider, in terms of those countries that run YJ or juvenile justice programs, but also in terms of policymakers specifically who have been given the mandate by us as a people to set up services to help our young people. So in Aotearoa New Zealand, which is the primary focus from which we then branch out and have a look at what other countries are doing, we're really interested in the situation of Māori as tangata whenua, or Indigenous peoples of Aotearoa, and in Pacifica, and because Samoans are the largest group in the Pacifica population, as we describe it here in New Zealand, we're interested in using the Samoans as a comparative with Māori to understand these stories. Now, both of these groups provide really interesting information that could be really useful for us in terms of understanding what happens in these spaces, because rightly or wrongly, and whether you know we like it or not, but part of the facts are that our people, our Māori and Samoan peoples, Pacifica peoples, are in our YJ and adult criminal justice systems in disproportionate numbers. So the question is why? So we have some quant stuff that tells us a bit about that why and how that spreads, but we don't have a lot of in-depth nuanced information that allows us insight. Yeah. So we're, in short, and it's a longer way of answering your question,
perfect.
But in short, that's why we're interested in this topic, to get some of the stories, the experiences, and particularly in the words and in the way in which our people are framing it, without any kind of overlay of, you know, this is government funded or this is funded by this organisation. So the beauty of having a Marsden funded project is that it allows us to do independent research,
which is so important, as you're saying, I guess, for something like this, where a lot of those issues maybe come back to big institutions or sort of, I guess, the state itself. So maybe having that independence allows those conversations to be a bit freer, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult conversation, you know, because nobody likes to be told that something's failing, right?
Yeah.
Particularly if you're investing so much of ourselves in it. But the only way forward in terms of trying to figure out how to move beyond and find some really workable and empowering solutions, which has been the job of the latest run of Ministry of Justice reports and work in the huis that they had around the country on the ministry, on the justice system, has been trying to figure out how our system could work better for us.
Yeah.
So there's nothing better than trying to really come to a place where we can listen to our people, hear what they're saying, try to describe in ways, because there's a big job to be done around translation.
Mm-hmm.
Often we talk past each other.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. But the challenge has always been how to get into preventing talking past each other.
Totally. I'm really interested because you said this has got sort of a focus on the youth justice. What is the bracket for youth, I guess, in this context?
Yeah, so we're interested in contributing to informing this policy making in the system, right? So the system goes up to 18 now, includes 17-year-olds, right? Mm-hmm. So when you turn 18, you're adult.
Yeah.
But we're, because of the way in which research is set up, it was it dawned on us that it would be much easier for us to talk to people who are out of the system, just out of the system. So we're interested in talking to people who are 18, between 18 and 30. We're going to go right up to 30 because in Māori and Samoan spaces, it's often said that you're a young person forever, so long as you are in your whānau or your parents' household, you're always the child. But also, I think because there is a lot of value in some of the experiences that people who have come through the child, youth, and family service before Oranga Tamariki have set up, and then having a look at their experiences and comparing that to some of the more recent experiences for those that have just come out of the system.
Totally. So if people wanted to get in touch with you to be part of this, is that something that they can do if someone's listening and they think, hey, I've got experiences I'd love to share in something like this, how would they get in touch?
Absolutely. So we're really keen to talk to people who have worked with Māori and Samoan families in the YJ system or young people who have been through the system. Because of the nature of doing comparative academic research that informs policy, so it's all about, you know, providing the evidence base, which is the frame that guides policy at present. And to do that, we have to have a rigorous process and framework to work from. So we're interested in people who are of Māori and Samoan ethnicity, who are young people going through the system, their whānau or ainga members that have supported them. And that can be very loosely defined in terms of those who are guardians, who may not be blood related, but have had a lot to do with raising the young person. So we're interested in talking to them. So young people, 18 to 30, whānau members, and then community people. So community is very widely defined. We're interested in those who have worked with young people in their whānau as part of a state sector organisation or an NGO sector organisation. We're also interested in just general community members, like neighbours or whoever, who have really close relationships but may not necessarily be strictly defined as whānau or ainga. And we're interested in running whānaus or huis. We have 10 sites that are involved in our project. Four of them are overseas, two in Australia, in GC and Gold Coast and Brisbane, Logan City in particular. In the US, we're interested in California because that's mainly where our people are. And in California, we're interested in LA County and San Francisco Bay Area. So in New Zealand, we have 6 sites, and that's the 3 urban centres, Auckland, so West and South Auckland, Wellington, Porirua in this case, Christchurch, and then 2 rural sites, which are Gisborne, and Taranaki, New Plymouth.
Cool, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It sounds like really important and interesting research too. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.